Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of our Guiding Light fanfic. Now, we have been doing the lead-up between Bauer Barbecue Day 2017 and Bauer Barbecue 2018. And I did have a write-up for 2017. If you haven't realized it, go back and check it out now. But this is the first day, the prep day, and we are going to basically be getting ready for the barbecue. There's this, and then the episode one of the barbecue will be the next chapter. If you haven't listened to it before, this is the Guiding Light fanfic. It focuses mostly on Michelle Bauer Santos and Danny Santos and their family, but I also talk about my friends in Springfield as we are going around town and different things. So there's always stories going on at the barbecue. So, of course, you run into a lot of different people. And while many always have a storyline at the barbecue, they do not they're not usually the center of the story, although some years they are. It depends. And this one, well, I guess that's about it. I hope you enjoy this episode and that you will enjoy Bauer Barbecue 2018. Before I get going, I should also let you know that this has already been published on my blog, which is glmanny.wordpress.com. All of 18 is there, and I am slowly working on 19. I go ahead and do the year jump, except between 2018 and 2019 are a whole bunch of Manny anniversary days, so I don't want to miss those. So we're going to finish through 19 and then make the jump next year to Bauer Barbecue 2022. All right, back to it now. Bauer Barbecue 2018 Prep Day by Robin Sue Farm. Since Matt, who's calling himself MJ now to help distinguish himself from Matt Reardon, had claimed the Bauer Garage apartment, the gang of kids were staying at Manny's Laurel Falls house the night before the 4th. It had been a busy, noisy day. They had broken up into groups. Clarissa had been playing with baby Mikey. Michelle was sitting on the floor by the couch surrounded by the rest of the pack of kids. They were watching Mikey crawling around the floor. Danny walked in. I'm not sure that the timing of this story fits development-wise, but it works well for the story, so swallow if you need to. What's going on in here? Danny asked and cocked his eyebrow at the group. Little Billy jumped up and down. We're having a baby race! Danny interrupted. Lily isn't a baby anymore. Close enough! We're racing Mikey and Lily and see who can crawl into the end of the couch first. Lily will always win because she's a girl. She's bigger. You just said she's a baby. Cut that out. Danny reached down and picked up Mikey. I don't think I want my son, our son, Michelle cut in, our son, to be raced like a horse. Hope giggled. Daddy's afraid of horses. He didn't want me to have riding lessons. Note, this is a reference to the fanfic, A Typical House. Danny turned on her sister. Daddy isn't afraid of anything. Danny told his children, there are some things that it makes sense to be afraid of. But while Daddy and Mommy are around to take care of you, you don't need to be afraid of anything. Daddy and Mommy will take care of you. He repeated to Mikey, making baby faces. Daddy will take care of you. Yes, Daddy will take care of you. Mikey looked at him, smiled, tilted his head, and said, Dada. Danny looked with wonder at his son and then his wife, who had jumped up beside him. What did you say, Mikey? Say that again. Danny tried to get him to say it again. Dada, say it again. Dada, Dada. Mikey chewed his fist and then laughed. Then while everybody held their breath to listen, he said, Dada. Everybody cheered and clapped. Commercial break. Meanwhile, Robbie had taken Sarah outside to walk over to the fall.
Robbie, are you sure it's okay we're out here? Your dad is always so strict about knowing where you are.
Well, that happens when two of your kids have been kidnapped. He's just worried about us, overprotective. But I wouldn't bring you out here if I didn't think it was safe.
I know you wouldn't. I trust you.
Robbie smiled shyly and said, you know, my folks built the house here because when Mom was a little girl, Grandma Maureen used to bring her here. She used to dream of a handsome prince coming to marry her. And then my dad did. They got married here twice. They dreamed of building a house here, and they finally did when we moved back from California.
That's very romantic. Do you miss California ever?
No, I'm glad we moved back here. Springfield is special. I'm glad to be back here with my family, and if we hadn't moved back, I wouldn't have met you.
I'm glad you moved back.
Robbie took Sarah's hand and turned her to face him. Slowly, softly, sweetly, he leaned in and kissed her on the lips. Just then, Clarissa came running down from the house to tell Robbie the good news about Mikey saying his first word. At the sight of Rora kissing, her face fell, and blindly she ran back to the house, found Michelle choking back the tears, and said, please take me home. I just want to go home. Michelle hugged her. Sure, honey, I'll take you home. She cast troubled eyes at Danny, who shrugged, puzzled. Go on, take her home. I've got this. And that is what we have of the Bauer Barbecue Prep Day. Tomorrow, or when I get the next one recorded, we will start with episode one, part one of the Bauer Barbecue 2018. And I hope you enjoy it. I think it's a good one. And I hope I get this all recorded so we can have it ready to go as the posting for the 2022 Bauer Barbecue. If there was any favorite characters of yours that's not included in this Bauer Barbecue, I am more than happy to have you write up what you think should have been happening in between send them to me, and I will be glad to add it to our fanfic. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope that you will catch me again soon as we go back to visit our friends in Springfield.